New allegations of racial discrimination in Boston area bars and restaurants have come to light in the wake of a state lawsuit filed against the bar Peggy O'Neill's in Dorchester. WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports on this and other incidents of alleged racial discrimination in so-called public accommodations.
Attorney General Martha Coakley's lawsuit alleges the owner of Peggy O'Neill's in Dorchester, Karen O'Neill, engaged in a pattern of singling out Black and Hispanic patrons in line and telling them since she didn't know them and didn't want trouble, she wouldn't let them in. In the week since Coakley filed the racial discrimination suit, she says her office has received 7 more complaints against the bar.
Peggy O'Neill's.
We went to Peggy O'Neill's. A woman identifying herself as another owner, Tracy O'Neill, told us the allegations are false. In 35 years of business, she said the bar has never discriminated. She wouldn't comment further. Coakley says one of her goals in such cases is to mandate anti-discrimination training.
So that while they are doing their job in terms of maintaining the safety of a place, they're also not making distinctions based upon race.
And what about distinctions in the form of drinks? Michael Curry, president of the NAACP's Boston branch, says bouncers at 3 different bars in the city have told him about a fairly new discriminatory policy, no longer serving certain brands of alcohol most commonly consumed by minority patrons.
The effort would be to not sell those any longer in order to avoid a flow of customers coming in who are Black or brown.
Coakley's office has also received word of such policies.
We understand that there's some leeway for institutions in terms of what they offer on a menu or what kind of music they play. But what is illegal is intentional discrimination.
Eduardo Rachel says he experienced racial discrimination in the form of an arbitrarily enforced dress code at King's Bowl in Dedham. He says in November 2009, he went to the new bowling nightclub still wearing clothes from his federal office job, dress slacks and shoes, and a sweater with a hood, which was not on his head. About an hour after bouncers let him in, Rachel, who is Dominican, says another employee approached him.
He says, "You can't be in here wearing that."
Employees told him he'd have to take off his hooded sweater or leave. Eduardo says he left feeling humiliated.
Because it wasn't subtle. I was approaching in front of everybody at the bar. You get feeling that no matter your level of education or what you've accomplished, everything is still suspect because you're a member of a minority group.
Rachel says the other customers in the club that night were white, and many of them were wearing hooded shirts, along with baseball hats, which are specified as violating the dress code. He filed a complaint with the State Commission Against Discrimination. A commissioner has found probable cause and scheduled a conference on the case for next month. King's Bowl's marketing manager sent us a statement saying the establishment does not engage in discrimination, but has policies which must be adhered to in order to ensure each patron has a satisfying and safe experience. Curry of the NAACP says he's distressed by continued allegations of discrimination by way of supposed dress codes.
The NAACP Boston branch argue that this happens on a daily basis in Boston.
In another complaint filed yesterday with the Commission Against Discrimination, Diana Gilson of Sharon, who is African American, claims she and her 8-year-old daughter Charlotte experienced racial discrimination at a day spa south of Boston in June. She says an employee first checked them in, then came back and said they couldn't have any of their facial, nail, or hair services because of overnight flooding in the facial room.
In fact, after she saw how sad my daughter's face looked, and when I reminded her that it was her birthday, she recommended maybe going to what she called their sister spa, which is located in Brockton.
When we called the spa, a woman identifying herself as the owner said the spa did have a drain problem in its pedicure room one day early this summer, but stayed open and served customers all day. She said she doesn't discriminate against customers. In fact, she said she employs many African American women. Gilson says if that's true, it means nothing in terms of her complaint.
You can have 99% of your staff persons of color, but if you have one person there who treats people of color like they treated us on that day, it is unacceptable.
The spa rep told us she had no knowledge of the incident, though Gilson says she sent a certified letter detailing it to another manager. WBUR is not naming the spa because the business has not yet received formal notification of the complaint Gilson just filed. Meanwhile, the Commission Against Discrimination reports only 5% of its cases last year involved public accommodations. That includes cases based on disabilities, not only race. Attorney General Coakley and Curry of the NAACP say they are partnering to increase awareness and encourage more victims to come forward.
As we bring lawsuits, and as I said, they're few and far between at the moment, we also understand that there's a lot more work to do around attitudes.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.